In Los Angeles today, jury selection begins in the federal trial of Ahmed Rassam. The 33-year-old Algerian is accused of trying to smuggle a car full of bomb-making materials into the United States. He was arrested in December of 1999 as he entered Port Angeles, Washington, from Canada. Authorities believe Rassam was part of a conspiracy to blow up public facilities during the celebrations of the new millennium. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
It's been more than a year since Ahmed Rassam was arrested, and investigators still have not said what the targets in this plot might have been. Authorities say the materials found in his car could have been used to make several bombs, and speculation has centered around Seattle's Space Needle and airports in Los Angeles. Nor have authorities said who they believe might be behind Rassam. After his arrest, other Algerians were taken into custody in Washington, Vermont, and New York, and investigators have uncovered connections in Canada and France. Bruce Hoffman, an expert with the RAND Corporation, believes Rassam's case is one of the most important instances of attempted terrorism in the U.S.
Rassam was very much emblematic of this new breed of terrorists that doesn't belong to an identifiable, specific organizational entity, as was the case in the past, but is rather more of an amorphous freelancer type with connections with criminal activities, with terrorism in other countries, and really exactly the type of sleeper agent that's very difficult to anticipate and to guard against.
Rassam was arrested on December 14, 1999, when the suspicions of a customs agent in Port Angeles were aroused by an obviously nervous man coming into the U.S. in a rented car. When customs agents popped the trunk, he ran for several blocks and was seized trying to hijack another car. Authorities say they found chemicals, timers, and detonators in his car. After that, authorities arrested several other Algerians. Three have been charged in New York. And last week, one, Abdel Ghani Meskini, pleaded guilty and may testify against Rassam. The investigation led to a network of Algerians in Montreal and Paris, some of whom have been involved in bank robberies. Others have been linked to the armed Islamic group, which has conducted a bloody civil war against the Algerian government, claiming 100,000 lives over the past decade. Paul Bremer, chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism, also believes the case presents some new elements in terrorist activity.
We've got to be alert to the fact that a lot of these groups are now getting a much more of a global reach, and these Algerians had apparently a fairly good network and support bases in Canada. This was a fairly well thought through professional operation, except for the fact of sending a guy in who panicked.
Efforts to link Rassam to the accused international terrorist Osama bin Laden have not been conclusive. But last week, prosecutors filed papers in the case alleging that Rassam was getting explosives training in a camp in Afghanistan in 1998 when the U.S. bombed bin Laden's facilities there. In any case, experts such as Bremer believe Rassam may know little about those who actually set the operation in motion.
In many of these terrorist groups, what you have is you have a central organizing person or people who have political, ideological, or religious motives and feel them very strongly, and they go out and hire street criminals to do the dirty work. I mean, this is a perfectly normal structure for a terrorist group, to use a person like Rassam from the sort of shadowy world of petty criminals.
And this may in fact represent a more serious danger to the United States than that posed by earlier top-down terrorist networks dedicated to jihad or holy war, according to Bruce Hoffman.
What we're seeing today is almost an international jihadist network of terrorists who share this common enmity towards the West and a particular opprobrium towards the United States that have emerged out of organizations of the past, but they're not part of organizations now. They're sort of free floaters. And in this way, they're far more difficult to detect and far more difficult to preempt and then even after an attack is committed to track.
Rassam was originally scheduled to go on trial in Seattle, but because of intense publicity there, Seattle canceled its millennium celebrations after his arrest. The trial was moved to Los Angeles. Testimony could begin later this week or early next. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.